This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. This is a quick note on five of the headlines we're following today and what's so instructive about them. And I'll come back to this concept constantly, is knowing what allocation you want of your equities versus bonds and cash, because reading the tea leaves is nearly impossible. But here are five of the headlines, and I'll give you a couple that contrast with each other right away. First, recession fears royal markets amid inflation fights. What to know this week? Again, these are all from Yahoo Finance. The second one's similar. Deutsche Bank now expects an earlier and more severe recession. So these are two pretty negative comments about the markets and where they're going and recession fears and so forth. Again, recession, two quarters in a row of negative growth. And then the third headline that I'll point to is this. It's JP Morgan. Don't be duped by naysayers. JP Morgan says the S&P will rebound to $4,900. It's right now in the 3,700 range or something like that from about 4,600 not that long ago. So at the end of the day, what do you make of this? A lot of negativity, then some positivity. And what you really make of it is sort of coming back to what David Swensen says, you don't know. You shouldn't be a market timer, but you should know what your core allocation is, because regardless of what happens, if you have a core allocation right, you're going to be okay. But it really is interesting, this difference in headlines. Fourth and fifth headlines, housing market shows retreat from rising seas, bigger storms. Clearly that's the case. And then the fifth headline, I think the Fed is right, BlackRock's reader. And again, saying that he believes the Fed is right to really put all arms into trying to slow inflation and being deficit hawks and trying to reduce inflation. But just a fascinating thing to watch, these different headlines, the different stories they tell, four to five negative, and then JP Morgan saying, but the market's going to be okay, give it some time. Just fascinating to watch. And again, it all comes back to me as knowing your allocation, what you plan to do, and it's much easier to live if you can do that. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. We find following the market to be just fascinating. Thank you very much.